your breath in our lungs. So we pour out your praises. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Bless on this morning, oh God, this afternoon. Have your way. Move by your spirit and your power. Oh God, use us to thy glory. In the name of Jesus, have your way. Bless the saints, oh God. Open their heart to receive your word. Receive your word. Thank God for the pastor and the first lady. Continue to bless. We thank you. Oh God, let your word come forth with demonstration of the spirit and of power. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Endurance. Endurance in Jesus.
Right now.
Amen. Praise God.
Yes.
Endurance in Jesus.
Yes, God. Standing
firm. And we, in this time we're living in, we have to be able to endure. In this time we're living in, we have to have a mind to persevere.
Yes, yes.
In this time we're living in, we have to be steadfast. Mm-hmm. Scripture, the last scripture the pastor spoke on last Sunday, be steadfast.
Yes, unmovable.
Unmovable. Mm-hmm. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. For you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Amen.
Thank God for the endurance,
yes,
in,
yes,
Jesus.
Yes.
Endurance in Jesus. That's a beautiful thing. And I'm going to keep moving, but I just want to let you see, I thought about this, and I thought about one person that I really admired as a basketball player. Mm-hmm. And we all felt the effects of it. Kobe Bryant.
Amen.
Kobe Bryant stuck with the stuff with the Lakers for 20 years. He endured with all the pain, all the ankle problem. He, even when he had the thing on his ankle right at the end, he hobbled off and he came back out and shot those free throws. Endurance. He stayed in the gym like 24/7 because he was harnessing his craft to be the best. That's natural, but spiritually, we have to harness our craft to endure in Jesus. We have to be steadfast. We have to be committed daily to studying God's word, to praying and seeking God's face, walking in love, endurance. It keeps us liberated. It keeps us free. He said, this peace that I give you, God want to have peace of mind in the midst of turmoil, in the midst of confusion, in the midst of struggle, in the midst of pains. God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I thought about another Laker. In every facet of life, you have to be committed on a job, at home, there's challenges at home,
yeah,
with relationship, but we got to be committed. I often say that I took a vow, and when I stood up with my wife, I took a vow, and I have to be committed to that vow. We took a vow to God when he saved us, that we're going to endure everything. He told us, be like mine, having that same mind. That mind of endurance. It's a beautiful thing when you settle in, you say, thank God he's given me the strength I need.
Yes, yes.
Because he put that joy down in our spirit.
Yes.
He said, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Mm-hmm. And the more you meditate on God's word, I thought about that, the joy. Mm-hmm. When you meditate on God's word, it's nothing but joy. Mm-hmm. It's nothing but happiness. Mm-hmm. It's nothing but feeling good. It's nothing but peace, serenity. This the value of the word. This the greatest treasure.
Yes.
I used to hear somebody say, this is the best book. It haven't changed. Mm-hmm. It's still the number one seller.
Amen.
God. But I was just saying about LeBron. This man, he's in his 20th year, and he's like 42 years old. But he's maintained. He keeps up with the young guys. He's like number five in scoring. That's pretty good for that is at his age. But it took something. It took commitment. Let me move on to the scriptures. Got a lot of scriptures I want to get to, but I want to share it. I want you all to be encouraged.
All right.
And I used to say, and I do that every now and then, you know the commercial, you ain't good hand with Allstate? You ain't good hand what? And Jesus stayed.
Amen.
Endurance in Jesus. The Bible says, delight yourself in the Lord. Delight yourself in the Lord. And he'll give you the desire of your heart.
What a promise.
My God, the promises are yea and amen. I love it. I tell you, sometimes I don't know why I get all these scriptures, because I just can't just be led. But anyway, praise God. Let's move on. Definition of endurance, naturally. The fact of power of enduring an unpleasant or difficult process or situation without giving way. Toleration or bearing. That's naturally. Spiritually, let's look at it. Endurance. Spiritual endurance. Steadfast endurance. And steadfast means I don't take a break. I don't just forget about where is my source is, where my energy come from, where my power come from. See, this is essential. And you look at it like you get three meals a day. And if you miss one, you're going to say, wow, something ain't right. You're hungry. So think about the value of the spiritual endurance. Yes, even athletes, gold medal winners, the Olympics, they are prepared for what? 4 or 8 years. 4 years. Just for one natural medal. And they set aside time to get their body prepared, drink their water, eat good, run, ride the bike, et cetera, to prepare for that one ultimate time, one purpose, for win a medal that they're gonna hang on the wall. But we running for that endurance in Jesus, for that gold medal, that crown in heaven. That won't tarnish. That crown of righteousness, praise God. Endurance is this, the power that withstands hardship. The power that withstands hardship. After you receive power, after you receive the Holy Ghost, then you should have power. We gotta use it. And the way we complement it is in the Word. The spirit is an open plate. When I was growing, it was open plate. And if I don't put no food on that plate, I'm never going to eat, or I won't be feeding this. And the plate is this. See, the spirit of God. So I got to feed him what he's hungry for. He's hungry for the word. See, your spirit will fan. You got to fan it if you start saying, wow. And it ain't happening like you. Okay. You're missing a meal. You see, that the spirit is still saying, I need food.
Yeah.
I need the nourish that make me come alive. See, the word makes you come alive. Man, I love it. I praise God. Hallelujah. Let's keep moving. The power to withstand hardship or stress. We got the stress breaker in us. Boy, I praise God. Especially the inward fortitude are the necessary. The inward fortitude. See, we gotta be determined. Praise God. Let's look at our first scripture, Galatians 6:9. And think about the scriptures. Think about endurance where? Endurance where? In Jesus. Look at your paper. Till you get it. I'm gonna keep repeating it till you get it. But anyway, endurance in Jesus. We got to stay focused where our help come from. And it says, all our help come from where?
The Lord
who made what?
Heaven and earth.
Heaven and earth. Talk to me. All right. Let's see if I can read it. I'm not going to try to go here. Galatians 6:9. And let us not grow weary Anybody tired? Amen. Get in the Word. Go back to the source.
Yeah.
Start fasting and praying. Whatever it takes to jumpstart yourself again. When that fireplace starts going down, if you got a wood fireplace where you put wood in, when that wood starts going out, what you do? You add more wood to it to get it going again. The same thing with the walk with God. Let us not grow weary while doing good. And we was talking about that this morning. Man, this is a beautiful thing. You said be ready to give every man an answer for what is your hope. You doing good for in due season. That's a promise. We shall reap. And what's the next word? If we do not lose heart. Endurance in Jesus. Praise God. Hebrews 10:36. Hallelujah. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hebrews 10:36. For you have need of endurance.
All right.
We all do.
Necessary.
It's necessary. Because we see the handwriting on the wall. We see the time we're living in. I heard, I think Sister Camille was talking about these children lost their lives. It's dangerous. I had like 15 motorcycles fly past me. I don't know where Sister Dolores was, but I think that was before I got on the freeway. But I told my grandchildren, hey, look at them flying. You know, they're about going with it, you know, what makes them happy, you know. But praise God. The thing is, we need of endurance so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise.
Yes.
All right, saints. God say we got it. We're in a good position. Just hold on, endure. Hardness is what?
A good soldier.
I know you all are good soldiers. Praise God. Let's hit the next one. Man, thank God for his word. Where we at? You got it up there. It says, Romans 5:3-4. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulation. We could have went up a little farther, but that's okay. We're going to start it for the sake of time. Tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance. How many of us shrink at persecution? None of us want it, but James say, count it all joy. God always have a backup when he tell you something. You see, God said, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance. Some of the scriptures, sisters, in power hours, we were sharing. There's a purpose behind everything we go through. But it says here, and perseverance, character. We got to represent God. We are the light of the world. We have to have some character. We know what it means to be free. Because the Bible says, he that the Son has set free is free indeed. We free.
Yes.
We are free people.
Thank you.
Yes. And perseverance, character, and character, hope. Mm-hmm. Man, I love the way the word is set up for us. But somebody say, study to show thyself approved. Mm-hmm. See, once you get in the word, when tribulations come, the Spirit of God, if you study, this is where that plate comes in. When you fill it with the word, and then when the challenges come, the word will come back to your memory. Wow, that's what God was talking about. I know I have.
Yeah.
And I said, thank God for the word. And we all say that. Because that's how we learn, that's how we grow, that's how we develop. And that's how we have to just continue to be faithful. Praise God. Moving on. Praise God. Because they got a number of scriptures, but I want to share this with you because endurance in Jesus, the hope of glory. Okay, I would text Hebrews 12:1-2. See, we got a few scriptures here, but Let's she got it all already. Okay. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. I always go back to the other word, possess us, but ensnares us. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Yes.
Looking, the key, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, has sat down at the right hand of power. Now, we started off in verse 1 and say, therefore. So that means we have to back up and see what they're referring to, because we have witnesses. We look at 11, and I'm going, it's not in my scripture's not in there, but it's 11, and we're going to see that, who is this? The heroes of faith. We look at Abel, for by faith, that's verse 4, 11 and 4. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Faith, he did give God his best. Give God the best. Your time, it don't have to be money. Your time is your first fruit. Give God your time. Whenever you get up in the morning, if it's no more than say, Lord, I thank you for another day. God acknowledged that. You acknowledging God. Because I know jobs and children, et cetera, we on the run all the time. But if it's in the morning, say, Lord, I thank you. Even like in the shower, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you, because you said this is the day that you have made.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I shall rejoice and be. It's important. God is a jealous God. And he have no other gods before him. So we have to honor God with everything. Our first fruit. I'm going to read one more, and then we're going to go down. By faith, Enoch was taken away, so that he did not see death. My God, what a blessing.
Yes.
And was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Let that be our testimony, that we please God. We're going to skip over. And I want to, like I said, I'm not going to dwell on this too much, but I want to bring this in. We look at Hebrew 11 still. And let's look at, we're going to look at verse 35. And I'm going to show you what happened. It said, women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured. These are the heroes of faith. Verse 35, others were tortured. We have a little light afflictions. We have a little challenges, but listen at this. Tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. We doing that. We have endurance in before us. See, this is the cloud of witness. Not that they watching us because of what they have endured, what they have done. Still others have trial of mocking and scorning, and yes, and of chains and imprisonment. These are things that these men went through, and women. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in desert and mountains, in dens, and caves of the earth, and all these having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise. All they went through, but God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us.
Right. We're in this together.
Isn't God good? Mm. My God. Look now, let's look at our lesson text. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. It says, and we had read it up there, but we can go, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witness, and we see what they experience. So it can be done, because they overcame. They did it. They made it true. A great cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside. Now, we're talking about athletes. We're talking about Kobe. We're talking about LeBron. They had to take off all the things that slowed them down, that wouldn't allow them to go 20 years. So spiritually, anything that's coming in our lives slowing us down, we have to let it go. Amen. Our number one priority is Jesus. Mm-hmm. Number one priority every day got to be focused on Jesus. Endurance in Jesus. Mm-hmm. We enjoy things in this life, but don't let it distract you where you'd be doing these things all day and don't give God no time. Praise God. We got to make time for God's word.
Amen. That's right.
And Jesus told us in Matthew 4:4, men shall not live by bread alone. Mm-hmm. Now, if the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords said this is when he went up in the wilderness, and Spirit brought him up in the wilderness, and Satan challenged him. But he didn't take down. He endured. Mm-hmm. See? So we have to take all these things that slow us down.
Yeah.
I never forget, and I'm going to keep moving. I never forget when I was young driving the bus, and there was another brother that drove the bus. And I used to get frustrated, you know, when you're young and growing in the Lord. And every little thing would bother me. I say, man, why you don't let the thing bother you? You got like 7 children. He said, because I don't get in debt. I don't have additional burdens. You see? So I didn't worry about a new car. I didn't worry about this. I didn't worry about that. And I used to let everything bother me. You know, your car, you want to keep it clean, this, that. So I learned that things that are not necessary, I don't worry about them. God said with food and raiment. See? But, so in other words, if I got a car, like my car, I had for 13 years, mm-hmm. and I'm content.
All
right. I'm satisfied. So why I go trade it in and then get in debt? You see my point? Mm-hmm. So why I'm a yoke monster? If it's still running, I'm keeping up, I'm maintaining, I'm okay. Mm-hmm. My wife, me, I got a car for my wife and I in 13, and they both running smooth. So I'm not going to yoke myself down when God had lifted that burden off of me. You see my point? So once you understand that, you can live. See, because just like the job, and I got to move on, just like the job, we work. I always work 2 jobs, 3 jobs, and still we're not happy. And then we neglect other areas of our life, our marriage. Our children, we miss out on. So some cases you have to do this. But if you don't, you know, just mind, you know, do it a little bit at a time. Do what you're able to do, but always allow time, you know, to understand what's necessary, what is needed, pray, what's important. So create a cloud of witness. Let us lay aside every weight. When them folks get out there running a race in a competition, they can't go out there with heavy boots on.
Right.
They can't go out there with a whole suit on. They can't go out there with stuff all in their pocket because they'll never get to the finish line. So they have to take all that off. You see them out there with a little tank top and little shorts and some good running shoes.
Oh, that's it.
So we have to be prepared. We have to prepare every day. Evan, be ready to run this race with what?
Patience.
And with patience, possess ye your soul. Boy, that's what I'm talking about. Endurance in Jesus.
Yeah.
Every weight and sin which so easily ensnares us.
Yeah.
And let us run with endurance. The race that is set before us. Endurance. Take your time. They always tell me, why you walk so slow? Well, I ain't no rushing. I'm going to get there. I'm like the turtle and tortoise, the tortoise and the turtle. He was always behind the rabbit. But he still got there. Because the Bible says the way that seemed right to man lead to destruction. So I have learned how to settle in. And if I'm going somewhere, I give myself 2 hours. So I don't be sweating. I used to try to go to work on the 10, 5 o'clock in the morning. And my wife would say, you leaving too late? You should have left earlier. And boy, my stomach be whipping me. I'd be churning, I'm sweating. And I'm saying, God, this freeway ain't moving. But I learned my lesson. Because that one time I had to call a job and say, hey, man, I'm coming, but I'm running late. And he said, okay, no problem. Just make sure you get here when you're here, and then we have your bus set up, or you go out there and pick him up where he's at. That was nothing but the grace of God. But I learned my lesson. I couldn't play with that too many times. Praise God. All right, moving on. Praise God. Amen. And the hand of, let's see, endure, let's see, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith,
yes,
who for the joy
that
was set before him. Look at that. Endured the cross for you and I. Boy, I thank God. Despising the shame and had sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Wow.
The power.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
The honor. All that for you and I. Endurance. So don't give up. Keep looking to Jesus. Endurance in Jesus. Let's move on. Praise God. Let's look at, I want to give you an example of Paul. Let's look at it, and that scripture is not in there, but it's 2 Corinthians 11, 23 to 28. 2 Corinthians 11, 23 through 28. Now, this is an example of a man that went through a lot. And we know the story. He went about persecuting the Christians, doing this and doing that, and thought he was pleasing God. But on the way to Damascus, like all of us, on our way to Damascus, God got our attention. See, that's the beautiful thing. God is a merciful and loving God. Let's look at what it says. That's the 2 Corinthians 11, 23 through 28. Are they ministries of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more, in labor more abundant, in stripes above measure. He got whipped. In prison more frequently. Man, in debt often. From the Jews, 5 times I received 40 stripes minus one. My God, endurance. He didn't stop, though. 3 times I was barren with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I have been in the deep. My God. In journey often, in perils of war. In perils of robbery, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils of perils in the wilderness, in perils of the sea, in perils among false brethren. In other words, he had challenges. He had challenges everywhere he went, in wearing a toil, in sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst, and fasting often, and cold and nakedness. My God, we ain't got nowhere near that.
Right.
Besides the other things, what comes upon me daily, my deep concern for all the churches. My deep concern for all the churches, praise God. One more. 28. I'm sorry. All right, praise God. So the point is, he was challenged. He had went through a lot,
yes.
But he didn't stop. He endured. That's the mind we have to have. Praise God. Let's look at Ephesians 4. Let's look at Ephesians 4 and 22. We're doing pretty good. Not too bad. All right. Thank God. Ephesians 4 and 22. That you put off concerning your former conduct. See, we don't go back to the old ways no more. We put off our former conduct. The old man, which grows corrupt according to what was that last? According to the deceitful lusts. See, we lay aside those things. Go on. Amen. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 9, 24 through 27. 1 Corinthians 9, 24 through 27. Do not know that those who run, talking about that race, and run in a race, all run, but one received the prize, run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. See, when you're running, you can't just run. And especially a marathon, you got to be temperate. You got to pace yourself. I'll never forget. I used to run with my grandson Elijah. We get out in the morning and run. And so we're running and. About maybe six blocks or so, he takes off. And I'm saying, where is he going? Why is he running? So before we got back to the house, he didn't slow down, stop, and put his, doing, okay, I try to tell you. The race not given to the swift, to the strong, but he that endure. You see, you got to endure. And everyone who competes for the prize, temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, something that's not going to last. But we for an imperishable crown. Isn't that a blessing? We know that ours won't tarnish. We know that ours won't fade away. Praise God. God is good. Amen. Philippians 3 and 3. Philippians 3 and 3. Says, for we are the circumcision who worship God in the Spirit, rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. My. The words say that. Well, what we got to do? Because we know there's no good thing dwell in this, in our flesh. Boy, I thank God for His Word.
Yes.
It's a wonderful thing. The Word is there. All we got to do is eat it. Ezekiel said, eat the whole road. Get in there. Dive in and go down deep in deep waters in the Word. And watch the revelations God will give you. Watch the nuggets that come out. You can read something, you say, wow. Man, I didn't even realize that. But when I seen it, it encouraged my heart. Philippians 1 and 5. Philippians 1 and 5. For your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. Fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. See, it doesn't change. We got to continue to endure. We got to continue to persevere. Praise God. 2 Peter 1 and 3. Just giving you a little scriptures just to encourage you. Encourage me. As His divine power has given to us. His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life. Man, His divine power has given to us that pertain to life and godliness. No excuses. Through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue. Man, thank God for calling us. Praise God. And we're going to do 1 Peter 2:24. 1 Peter 2:24. First Peter 2:24. hopefully it may not be in there. Okay, there it is. Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live for righteousness. By whose stripes you were healed.
Amen.
Man, God covered everything. Lastly, Isaiah 53 and 5. It's not in there, but it's important scripture. See, God's showing us that he did it for us. Now, we got to take up our cross and follow him. But he was wounded, Jesus, endurance in Jesus. He was wounded for our transgressions, our sins. My God, thank you. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisements for our peace. All that for us to have peace. All that for us to be in right standing again with him. All that for us to have that perfect fellowship. All that because he didn't want us to be lost without a hope. The chastisement was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Do you believe the report of the Lord? By his stripes we were healed. Endurance in Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Endurance in Jesus. Well, brother, I got a real deep theological understanding from the message. And it's this. Hang in there, baby. Amen. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Thank you, Lord. Endurance. We need you brought it out so beautiful. We need to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Nobody said the road was going to be easy, but he didn't bring us this far to leave us. So when Jesus asked the disciples, you know, are you going to leave me too? They said, where can we go? You have the words of eternal life. I'm sticking with Jesus. I'm going to endure. It may not look good. It may not feel good, but I'm going to endure. I'm going to stand with the Lord. When the going get tough and the road get rough and the hills are hard to climb, thank you, Lord. We're going to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Thank you so much, Brother Tyrone, for sharing the word of God. Amen. And, you know, I love it because not only do you preach the word and teach the word, but you're living what you're preaching. And it's so important for us to be who we are in Christ. Amen. I'm on the Lord's side. It makes me mighty glad. And we just bless the Lord today. We thank God. You know, Paul said, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I've kept the faith. And he saw something way in the distance. He has laid up for me a crown of righteousness that the Lord himself shall give me on that day. And that's I tell you, that's what I extracted again from what you shared. We have hope. And we have God's promises. And God is true to his promises. If he said it, he's going to do it. If he spoke it, he's going to bring it to pass. Thank you, Lord. And not only, see, and we're not enduring, I'm not enduring in my own power. I'm enduring by the Spirit of a living God who gives me that peace and who gives me that hope and let me know that everything is going to be all right in the midst of the storm. I'm holding on to God's unchanged. I'm not going to let go. Praise God. Where can I go? There's nowhere for me. I'm going to trust the Lord. So thank you again. We praise the Lord. Amen. For the word of God on today. Thank you, Jesus.